Okay. So that everyone discuss some halachas of things to do before that, like what are you allowed to do before davening? In particular, I'd like to discuss using cell phones before davening, or talking on them, checking messages before shachris in particular, and then what all sorts of other halachas about things that you can and can't do before shachris. So we'll get started with the halachas. So in Siman Pei Tes, that's where the halachas of doing stuff before davening are found. So Siv Beis, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, based off the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, that it's also for a person to go to his friend's front door and also go to Pesach Chaveiro and say Shalom. There's Isser Sheil Shalom by Pesach Chaveiro. So the question is, so we'll have to discuss what the getter of this Isser is and all the contemporary applications of it. So Medina the Gemara, it's prohibited for a person to go to someone else, to a particular person's house and to say Shalom. In the post, right, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins not only is it also to go to a person's, your friend's house and say Shalom, but it's also also to say anything, right? A person shouldn't be makdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person should be makdim his friend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore it's also to like say good morning, to go out of your way, to go to your friend, like wish him a good morning, whatever, before you wish, before you daven. So the Rabbeinu Yonah explains, well, the reason why the Gemara specifically prohibits saying Shalom is because Shalom is the name of Hashem, so it's not respectful to say Shalom, it's not respectful to say one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you greet another person. Before you greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes. So according to that, so Rabbeinu Yonah quotes in Ravid, if that's the case, so if a person meets their friend not in their house, but let's say you're like traveling to Shul and you see him on the path, so can you say tafatava? You can say good morning. So the Ravid says you can say good morning because you're not saying the Shem Hashem. You're not going out of your way to greet them. It's only a problem if you're going out of your way to greet them or using a Shem Hashem. So that's what the Ravid assumes.
Can you
say good Shabbos? So is it permitted to say good Shabbos? Let's say in Hebrew. Let's say in Hebrew. So isn't mutter to say Shabbat Shalom to someone before davening, right? Because if the Gemara prohibits saying Shalom, you can't say Shalom to a person before davening. Now, posting to bring it down, let's say a person's name is Shalom. Can you say Shalom to a person whose name is Shalom? Is that no? So that's mutter because like you're not saying as a Shem Hashem, right? You're saying it to your friend whose name is Shalom.
Someone asks you how you're doing, you say Baruch Hashem.
To respond, you can respond. However, the prohibition is the one greeting. Meaning, to respond, you could say Aleichem Shalom, whatever. And the post can even bring down. Let's say you davened already. Can you say Shalom Aleichem to your friend who hasn't davened if he's going to respond Aleichem Shalom? So that Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter because the Issa is only on the one saying the greeting. It's not on responding. You have a heter to respond. So once you have a heter to respond, the Issa is only on the one initiating the greeting. Okay, so what about Shabbat Shalom? So is it also to say good Shabbat Shalom to your friend before you daven shacharis? So the Sefer Vayishma Moshe, so he quotes some post-Gemara Machmir about this. I think I'm telling Nussbaum, something like that. I don't know. I have no idea who he is.
Yeah, he's a
post-Gemara.
I've heard the name.
Yeah?
I think either in America or in B'nai Brak.
Yeah, it's probably B'nai Brak.
Yeah.
Okay, so a certain B'nai Brak post like thinks it's also to say Shabbat Shalom or good Shabbos before davening on Shabbos morning because like you're greeting a person before davening. So that's also inside this din, you're not allowed to greet someone before davening. That's what this post like says. However, there are a number of posts can argue. So the Sefer Yishma Moshe quotes from Shana Gross, Shevet HaKlossi, the bells are dying. So he paskins that it's mutter to, he says it's mutter to say Shabbat Shalom. He has a Lom Shishtikal Tar. So he says like this. So according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, is saying good Shabbos, he thinks that he's saying Shabbat Shalom is a kium derais of Mitzvah Kiddush. And every single time you say Shabbat Shalom, it's a Mitzvah derais. Well, a Mitzvah derais you have to do before davening, meaning, yeah, during the week you can't say, you can't like say Shalom to greet your friend because you're being mitzvah to Shem Hashem. Like Sam. But to do mitzvah deraisa,
I don't know, but there's no chiyuv of kiddush before davening, so maybe you should davka say according to some posing that
we'll get there, we'll get there. So he says not only that, but he says there's a fundamental difference between when you say shalom to your friend in the you're saying Shabbat Shalom. You're wishing Shabbos Shabbat Shalom. You're not saying to your friend Shalom, right?
No.
I'm saying
you're saying that you should have a good Shabbos. You're not saying That Shabbos in general to be shalom. Why did I say too? I should say every second to myself.
No, you know the Hasidim say it's not good morning.
No. Why take? Because they're trying to give you a better bracha than you give them.
But the Hasidim say on Shabbos it's not good morning, it's not good evening, it's not good afternoon, it's good Shabbos. The point is that you're greeting Shabbos. So once you're greeting Shabbos, you're not greeting another person. That's what the Baal Zedayin wanted to say. What?
Yesh Lodim, it's not till Pasha.
Yeah, Mekabel.
It's not what you're doing, dude. It's Adarabba. Rav Shtermach argues on this. Rav Shtermach says that when you say good Shabbos to someone, you're supposed to greet someone with Shem Hashem. So when you say good Shabbos is the name of a Kaddish Baruch Hu.
Yeah.
So now you're greeting your friend with the name of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You're saying hello to him with the name of, and that's, so it's not true. Okay, and Shabbos Shalom, he says, is the better, is preferable. Rav
Shemach
would argue on the
Belzadayan.
I'm sorry.
Rav Chaim Kinyasky is also making. He thought that Shabbat Shalom was not Nechon on Isra of Sheil Shalom. So Rav Chaim Kinyasky and the Belzadayan. So, look, if you want to be Machmer, we have the Sefer Aish Moshe definitely puts a bunch of posts and think that it's prohibited to say good Shabbos to someone before the Avon Shachris on Shabbos morning.
Say good Shabbos or Shabbat Shalom.
Anything, all of it. He thinks it's all.
Good
Yantif, whatever. Good morning. Yeah, no, so, good morning, good morning's more complicated. I mean, as we said earlier, if you're going out of your way to greet him, that's going to be a problem. If you, like, happen to meet him in the street, so then good morning, that's subject to a second dispute, whether good morning is, like, the equivalent of She'il Sham B'Zman Azeh, because people don't say Sham Aleichem in English, where we say good morning, or in Yiddish, the poskim will say good morgen. Morgen is Yiddish for morning. So Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says you should say tzafetavo, because the right when you say tzafetavo, which is what the rabbi said you should do, well, no one says tzafetavo anymore. So you're changing, and since by the fact that you're changing what people normally do, that's not included in the Issa anymore of Sheil Shom before Shachris. That's what Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said to do. But anyway, so also including this, I'll just point out the Prima Gadim says, let's say your friend is like comes back from a trip, and you see him the first time you see him is in Shachris. Before Shachris, can you go over to his makom and shul and say good morning to him, or like, how are you doing? So the Prima Gadim says also. He says that when the Gemara says you can't go to your friend's house and wish him good morning, it's not your friend's house, it's wherever your friend's makom is. It's where his makom kavu. So if he's a makom kavu and shul, the Prima Gadim says you can't go there either. Now the Buchacha argues, but the Mishnah Berurah seems like the Prima Gadim, that if your friend has a makom kavu and shul, you're not allowed to go to the makom kavu and wish him a good morning. So they bring it down from the Divrei Chaim, who's the Sanz of the Rebbe. So he, whenever guests would come to him for whatever, for during davening, Shabbos or whatever, so he'd give them two handshakes. One time before davening, he'd shake everyone's hand. He wouldn't say anything. And after davening, he would greet them again and say good morning again.
What if you just like shift over one seat?
Yeah. So if they're not in their makom kavua, or if they're not in a set place, so it's fine, because that's like the same thing. You're meeting him in the street. If they're like in their makom kavua, so then you're like, then it's like going out of your way to go greet him. So that's the.
Let's say he's like next to the bookshelf. You want to turn safer. That's right near him, and oh, it happens to be bad.
Yeah. It's not a gig.
What if the guy has like a house minion? You're going to his house. Is that like going out of your way, or is that?
No. So that'd be the same. That'd definitely be a problem. That'd definitely. Yeah. That wouldn't be such a. Wouldn't be so good. So good. Yeah. Okay. Let's take it back. Maybe it's a bit. We'll discuss cell phones for a bit. So, what about? Can you? Is
what's the overall shower doing?
Cell phones before davening. Okay. So can you have a cell phone conversation before? Right? So the Gemara says you can't go to your friend's house and have wish him good morning, whatever. So can you have a cell phone conversation? Is having a conversation on the phone the equivalent of going to his house and speaking to him?
Is all speaking of Proverbs saying like good morning? I mean, in text you're not greeting him. We're just like saying. Like,
no, you're not. No. So the Aruch HaShulchan says you can't go to your friend's house and not say a word. Let's say a person. So the Shulchan Aruch asks, can you go to your friend's house and bow down to him? Says you can't do it before the evening. You can't bow down to your friend. As the Aruch HaShulchan says, you can't even go to your friend's house and do nothing. You can't. Meaning, if you're picking up to go to shul, whatever, that's one thing. But like to just go greet him before davening, it's not kavod to the Shechina. They're greeting human beings before greeting the Shechina. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's prohibited. So the question is, can you have a phone conversation before Shachris? So is that including this Isser of being Mashkim a Pesach Chaviro or not? So this is subject to a big machlekes in poskim. So we'll start to make kiyum. So the Betzal Chachma, the Rav of Melbourne, and the Aznibru of Binyamin Zobah, they assume that a phone call, that's not the same as going to your friend's house. When you go to your friend's house, you walk there, whatever, but a phone call's a phone call. So they thought you could be makel by having a phone call before davening. Rav Yoshev argued, and my friend Moshe Blank lent me Rav Harfenis, who's the Satmar Dayan, Rav Simon's friend. How, why your Rosh Hashiva became friends with the Satmar Dayan, it's a separate discussion.
Simon.
What?
Simon.
Yeah. So Rav Harfenis has a whole discussion about it. He thinks it's awesome. He holds like Rav Yoshev that it's awesome to have a cell phone conversation before davening. He thinks that's included in the Isser of being mashkin Pesach Havero and greeting him with Shalom. So,
do the posting make it if you're doing a mitzvah with your call?
No, so a mitzvah is fine. A mitzvah be okay. Yeah. So Betzal Chachma deals with the following case. So let's say a person's parents come from the airport. Can you pick them up from the airport? You're going to say good morning. You're going to say shalom to them, whatever. Is that mutter? So Betzal Chachma says that case. He says it's fine. But tzarich mitzvah then when we permit, then it should be okay.
It's sort of the mekila, though. It's just not have a phone call because it's the same reason that it's like not.
No, but the point is, you're not going out of your... Meaning, there's a chiluk between going to his house and when you're calling him on the phone, you're not actually going there physically. You're just... I think that's sort of the mechalik. Yeah.
If I want to call someone in Israel.
Yeah.
But after davening, it's going to be Shabbos for them already.
Yes. Yeah, so that's why you have Binyamin Zobah's Mekel and the Betzal Chachma's Mekel.
Our angle was matter me to speak to people in Israel before Tzvi.
Before. No, yeah, so also it could be better if you get them to call you, meaning the Issa's only on the one who hasn't davened yet. The Mishnah Berurah passing is halacha that the one who's already davened, you can greet your friend even though you know that they haven't davened yet. So if you get them to call you, that'd be best. Yeah, then they avoid all shilas, but...
How does texting fall into this?
Oh, so what about texting? So there's texting. So can a person check text messages and emails before davening? So Rav Harfenis in his Sefer on Tefillah, Vayivarech David, Tshuvas Vayivarech David. So he has a bunch of tshuvas about all these in Yonim. So first of all, just a ha'ara. He has tshuvas about checking text messages and emails before davening. So he's a Satmar Dayan. So I guess he's okay with having tray phones because otherwise.
No, they make kosher smartphones.
Kosher smartphones. There's kosher smartphones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The Satmars are okay with it?
For business.
Satmar smartphones.
Just a lot of people have a lot of businesses, though. Not necessarily partners related.
For business,
it's
okay. So fine. So we'll work with that. So okay. So if Harfenis, so there's three potential issues with three potential issues of checking messages before davening. So issue number one is this problem of being masked shkim the pesach chaverio and saying shalom before davening. So that's probably not going to be a problem if you're not saying good morning or whatever. So that's probably not the biggest problem. There's two other issues. So issue number two, which Rav Harfenis raises, and Simsai Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not supposed to do anything that's going to distract you from davening, before davening, meaning that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, how's a person supposed to go into davening mitoch simcha shel mitzvah? Well, is checking your text messages is simcha shel mitzvah?
Some people, you know,
yeah. Okay, yeah,
you're addicted to your phone. Like, you can't move with it. You can't go on with your day without checking your phone, so like...
Yeah, but that's Simcha Shel Mitzvah.
You're an Einus. No, but Simcha Shel... Ain Simcha, Ella, like, you're so misopic with what's going on in the world, what text you got, so there's no Simcha, like, Tarsus Vegas. So, like...
It's exactly.
Yeah, so, Mitzvah Shel, we try to be Bnei Leah. Try to get a Simcha.
So therefore, we should smash our smartphones, maybe.
Like, just because you check your phone doesn't make you
want to
check your
phone. What?
If you're so addicted, if you check your phone,
no, of course not. Obviously not. No, I mean, no. So the question is this. So question number one is there a problem with sad just distracting yourself before davening? Well, I guess there's three issues. Distracting yourself before davening, that's issue number one. Issue number two, we'll discuss the Gemara Brachos and Daf Yadad also prohibits doing malacha before davening. So is checking messages at least included in, like, doing your work before davening? And issue number three is this, like, how we want to start your day? Right? Do you want to start your day, like, the first thing you do in the morning is, instead of saying moda ani, is checking the 20 WhatsApp groups that you have, like, no shaykhus to you whatsoever to, like, see the latest whatever. So is that really how we want to start? So we'll discuss one issue at a time. So if Harfenis was machmir Yeah.
What if a person that has, like, feels like he or she is not going to dog him with such kavana without checking because he or she is worried about results of, you know, getting accepted to a program or whatever, you know, and then wants to know because then, like, the whole time that person will be dogging a certain way based on the answer. And, like, they're so worried that if they check it, then they can dog it in peace. Like,
yes. What? No, so okay, so the shaila is whether checking is going to relieve your anxiety. What?
No, I'm saying if you don't check, like, maybe the shaila is, you know, you're going to get the results back. So it's a tefillah shav. If you run into the possible tefillah shav problems, if you say, oh, I should get this grade on this test.
Yeah.
And then, but the test was already graded, so it's like, no, not for me, but you don't realize that. So, like.
Okay. Right here.
What?
No, I mean, let's say a person's like super anxious about getting ichvest about a result or something. So like they're going to be distracted all davening thinking about that. What? Yeah, COVID test. That's what people should be distracted. That should be what worries people.
It's not
problem.
Just block their number.
Okay, that's 1-8. So,
it might have been done.
What?
It might have been done by a few of us.
No, so Reb Harfenis was machmir, so he was machmir for a bunch of reasons. So he thought that, first of all, he says it's not simple shemitzvah person checked the phone before davening. He says your cell phone has to be off before shachar. He said your cell phone has to be off, sagur, not on. So he said because that's not simple shemitzvah. Right? You're just going to distract yourself. A person's going to distract yourself before davening with checking their phones. So that's a problem. And then not only that, if a person's going to try cheshbon, how to message back, like, you know, people like make such diukim and texts and like emails that they have to use this lashon as opposed to this lashon. So instead of focusing on pesukah zimra, right, you're just going to be focusing on like, oh, should I do 2 exclamation marks or like 1 exclamation mark and like a smiley face and like, you're not going to be focusing on davening. And then he quotes also from Nissan Karelit. So he's dealing with another kind of, can a person read the newspaper for davening? Is that mutter? Is reading the newspaper mutter for davening? So Shom Zaman Arbach said, to like a brief read through, he thought that was fine. Rav Yashiv said, to like read the headlines, that's okay. But Nissan Karelit wasn't right about this. So Nissan Karelit said, you're going to start your day instead of giving Haldot to Gosh Baruch, you're going to start your day with the newspaper. Nissan Karelit was not such a fan of...
For some newspapers, even after davening, you shouldn't be looking at it. Like,
That's also true.
It's totally on the newspaper, you know.
Sure. Look, they asked Yaakov Kaminsky about a lot of these Torah newspapers. Like, can you read them in the bathroom or not? So it's not the shadows. Not maybe you can read them in the bathroom. Shadows, you can read them outside the bathroom.
I have another question.
What?
Just the bracha in the beginning. Can you do
something? I was discussing. Yeah, saying brachas is not good enough. Okay.
Also exercising.
Exercise. Okay. Yeah. Also discuss exercising. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Made Dan would read the newspaper before davening, so you'd know what to daven about, like what's going on in the world.
No, but he probably wasn't doing like being iron, like wasn't like doing lambda. So, you know, the New York Times says this, and, like the Boston Globe says this, and the Washington Post says this. So like, let's get. He probably just read whatever. Like he probably wasn't reading all the.
Just the headlines. Maybe he just read the headlines.
Yeah. No, Nissan Karelit wasn't such a fan of getting your day started out with reading the newspaper. So. So Rav Harfenis was not a fan. So Rav Harfenis answered he answered phones before shacharis. He said you have to keep them off. So I went to Rav Simon tonight. So I said your friend Rav Harfenis, he seems to answer cell phones before checking messages for davening. Like what do you think about this? So Rav Simon was mekel. He said he didn't think it was a problem because he said you're doing it so quickly. Like it's not like you're not being tarred in it. You're not being tarred in checking the phone. So Rav Simon says like it's just a quick thing. Thought that was fine. Then I asked him, I said, what about like writing a whole email? Is that so? He said, like, if you really need to, you can do it. He wasn't like advocating that a person should necessarily write all the emails before davening, but like, if a person really needs to, he felt that you could be mekel. I don't know. I didn't ask anyone else. I tried looking around post. This is a very contemporary shiur. Like, any sefer that was written 20 years ago isn't going to discuss like emails before davening because like the iPhone was only invented like 10 years ago or whatever, 15 years ago. So. It's been a very okay. So Lamai says so. It seems that the Satmar Dayan asks checking the phones before davening, or Simon matters it. This is probably not the first machlokes that there's been between the Satmar Dayan and the Y Rosh Hashiva. So, if you want to follow Satmar, go ahead. And if you want to follow Rav Simon, it's also Master Tom Chacham. Okay. Anyway, so So what about if a person says some brachos before davening? So if saying a certain brachos, does that help you? Are you allowed to now do malacha before davening or whatnot? So the Ramah quote, Chuvah Sedeshan is a tshuva, quoted a bunch of people, Mekilim, that said that once you say mixos brachos, which is posting to find zero brachos ha-shachar, brachos ha-torah, then you're allowed to start doing malacha before davening. And the Ramah quotes this as a yesh omrim. So, and Shulchan Aruch Harav also quotes this. So even though this is definitely not l'chachila, meaning that posting agree you should definitely you'll have davening first, there's definitely a shita in posting that assume once a person says either brichas ha-shachar or brichas ha-torah, that's sufficient to allow a person to subsequently do malacha. So that's definitely, it's sad to be makel. And if Harfin is right, so it comes to a woman, since there's a major machlekes in posting we're doing Rambam and Ban, where a woman's even chayv in tefillah, so at least she can rely on the makel shitas that allow pat their woman from feel once she says brichas shachar, that woman can do malacha once right after she says brichas shachar, after for woman. So that was the psak of Harfinus. And in terms of exercise before davening, so Rav Moshe Feinstein was the quote of Moshe Feinstein was being lenient. The quote of Rav Yashiv was also lenient about exercise before davening. Because it says it's mixas mitzvah. It says being healthy is a mixas mitzvah. So they said it was fine. And then they also quoted from, I saw a quote from a Yitzchak Berkowitz. So he's mechalik. He says there's two types of exercise. There's exercise that's like being healthy, and then there's exercise as they like to call making gains. So, yeah.
Word for word?
No. Yeah, yeah. So he said the muscle building, you know, the guy who like needs to do like the 75-pound reps before, so not like you can do that after shachris, but like if you're just doing basic exercise to stay in shape,
like
or whatever.
What?
Yeah. I remember like the guy who used to bench Bava Basso was like, yeah.
His grandfather said of the tour, you know.
What?
His grandfather said of the tour, the one that's like massive.
Yeah. So it's like breakfast. If a person's doing exercise to like stay in shape. So fine. So you can do that before davening. If you're doing exercise to build muscles, whatever, make them gains, he said you shouldn't do that before davening. Okay. So what about taking a shower before davening? So can a person shower before davening? Is a problem or not? So the Moshe Feinstein was leaning. He said if you do it to like, clean yourself. So I said adorab. But no, is it not a problem? It's like same thing as you get dressed every morning, right? You also take a shower. And that was also the Pesach of Asher Weiss in his recent chelik of Minchas Asher. He also says the same truth. He says the same way a person brushes his teeth and gets dressed in the morning. So for some people, taking a shower becomes part of the morning routine. And not only that, it enhances the davening, because like, they're going to davening in like, a more chashuva way, that they're cleaning themselves before davening. Right? According to the Rambam, a person has to wash his hands, face, and feet before davening. So great, this is even better. Like you're washing your whole body. So Rav Asher Weiss is Mekel.
Apparently Rav Willig is take a shower every morning.
Rav Willig is knowing to take a shower in the morning. I even asked him, he said he even takes showers on fast days in the morning. That's how makel he is about taking showers before davening. But there are definitely those plenty of machmirim. Rav Nissen Karel, no, Rav Yashiv said that if a person's like an isthmus, you can. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I think, said you can take a shower, but you shouldn't use soap.
Yeah, a lot of the people say you shouldn't use soap, except in certain cases, if like, or there's like specific dirt, you can, but if there's no, if like you're clean and you're just you want to wake up or whatever, then no soap.
No soap. Yeah. So the Maybach poskim weren't so into showers. Now, again, all of these poskim weren't so necessarily into showers. Like they asked Rabbi Yashiv about, you know, someone went through Rabbi Yashiv and was like, can Yeshiva Bachum shower every single day? Can they take hot showers during 9 days? So Rabbi Yashiv was like, he was shocked with Shaila. Yeshiva Bachum take showers every day? Torah mata hayalaha. So, I don't know if Rabbi Yashiv is so, I don't know if he is the biggest showering fan. I mean, no, he wasn't against taking showers, but like, So he said if a person's instance, then you can take a shower before shachris. And the same thing is true in shaving. What about shaving before davening? So, or Letzion, big Sfaradi post, like he is machmir. Rav Yashiv, though, he said that if a person doesn't, and makes sure to remind himself to daven, then it's okay. And also the other contemporary posting, I think of Moshe Feinstein, is that a person, the reason why they're shaving is like to be mechab themselves for davening, so then it's going to be okay. And then that's including like part of the Chacham Sot Tefillah, and that will be something that's going to be permitted to do. Okay, good. Okay, any particular questions of other things we should discuss before davening?
What happens? So, for example, I was on a flight to Israel, and so we landed at, like, I landed somewhere else. We had, like, a connecting flight at, like, 4:30 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
And the flight wasn't until, like, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So, like, right when the sun comes up.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you do? So, are you about to say hi then? If, like,
no, so you could say hello. Yeah. What, no, oh, can you say?
Before you dive in.
No, so the issue starts once halos happens. Now, to say hello, if Yaakov Kamenetsky and Moshe Feinstein are leaning about hello. They said hello wasn't a problem. That wasn't mentioning anymore. They felt the same hello is okay.
So if you're staying up all night, it starts at...
Yeah, staying up all night. No, it gets more complicated. If a person stay up all night, can they go sleep after? We can assume they're going to fall asleep in the stavening. So that's a separate shiloh. It's a big, people are, Shiva Lady says, like, the minhag to be makel, because, like, Lamaisa, if you're not going to go to sleep before davening, so you're also going to be asleep during davening, because, like, you're not going to be able to focus, so, like, better to go to sleep and, like, be somewhat able to focus during davening than not be able to focus at all.
Is it bad to, like, let's say, like, the shmuis,
yeah.
Is it bad to fall asleep during laying? I mean, it is, obviously. How bad is it?
I mean, you have a chiyuv to hear it, Kriyas HaTorah. You know, they say the joke is, what's the haftorah for Shavuos? Maisim Merkava, right? So the Gemara Megillah says, like, you know, we try not to read Maisim Merkava in public, so, like, well, what are we doing reading on the first night of Shavuos? So the Torah says that everyone's asleep. Anyway, so...
is it worth not staying up all night for that reason?
For that, yeah, the posting bring, yeah, if a person is not going to be able to daven properly...
He might be able to
Hobbalo. What? Yeah, I do not stay up on Shavuos because, yeah, there's a chiyuv. A person has a chiyuv to daven with kavana. The Indian of staying up on Shavuos is a nice minhag. We pass in halacha that halacha is coming from minhagim.
Let's say
a little bit less,
but what level of kavana, like, descend?
Like,
how much, like, what
was
kavana, like,
less kavana? Okay, you have to, a person has to know themselves. There's, like, one kavana, like, they're, like, when they're bowing during modim, like, they're falling on the floor, like, exhausted. And then there's the guy who's, like, spacing out every other day of the year. It's, like, so, like, okay, like, the Shabbos davening's not going to be, you know what I mean?
What's it
then
about being
Maktim Shamta Nanju? No, so yeah, so that's the post. Yeah, you should say good morning. You shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem, but that shouldn't be a problem because they're not going to. I mean, in Washington Heights, you have all these Meshuggahs that like to say Shalom Aleichem to you, but.
You
say
good morning to the security guard.
Yeah, you say good morning. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
One time I was sitting in the Glockface Madras.
Yeah.
I very loudly heard of Cohen yelling good morning to the security guard.
Okay, good.
What about eating before?
That's fine. Again, the person should have a shomer. You just have to remind yourself to daven.
So chain your phone before mincha and meir.
So the only issur would be mitzah distraction. So if a person's going to be distracted before mincha, meir, they check their phone, they shouldn't.
Sharing the same thing? Sharing before mincha?
No, so that the only issue. No, so that... There's an issur for a person to do malacha before shachris. So the dinim are different when it comes before mincha. So, again, don't forget that back in the day, taking a shower is a whole ace. It's not like nowadays you turn on the hot water or whatever. It used to be, you had to go to the bathhouse, and it took like it was a couple-hour process. It wasn't like an 1-2-3 thing.
Yeah.
So in the post, the acid taking baths before shachris is a whole, they're discussing completely different, it's a completely different case. Yeah.
Another question. What about cooking for Shabbos? Like, if you
want to cook... Oh, so can you cook before Shabbos? So this is the post discussed explicitly that for Tzarech HaMitzvah you can do before davening. The Aruch HaShulchan Mishabur, they all say that a person go to a store before davening. If a person needs to buy food for Shabbos, you can do it before davening.
Only if they can't get it after.
If you can do it after. Again, like, let's say a person has to, like, make lunch for the children before davening. Like, anything that's a Tzarech HaMitzvah, then the person is allowed to do before davening.
Can you feed a dog before
davening? Yeah, so a person's a chiyah, you're feeding a dog is... Again, should people be owning dogs? It's a separate discussion, but... but assuming, will you sure that you have a dog, then...
Goldfish.
Probably there's no chiv to feed goldfish.
But, yeah, assuming, yeah, I don't know. What?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's definitely fine. Yeah, so yeah, Vishom's on Arbach, so that any, like, light malachi I do before davening, so I just my chalikas to my friend Yeshiva, can you, dump off your laundry to the laundromat before, or put it in the dryer before the shachar. So if Shom Zam Narbach said that's fine, because like that's a very light malacha.
The only thing is fine if you've sorted it before. You cannot, he passed me, you cannot sort it before davening.
You can't.
If you've had it pre-sorted or you don't care, then you can do it. But if you're makpid about these things, you
said okay,
you
it's fine, okay. And
you're
like,
take your laundry
make,
away and do it for you.
No, that's fine. That's definitely fine because then you're not doing anything. You're just,
then you make the bracha shalos hani avi with more coffee.
Yeah.
Do it for you.
Yeah.
I have one question. Can you take something out of the oven if you just started?
Yeah, that's fine. Any light malacha is definitely mutter before. The Buchat Yerov says that he thinks that the malachas you can't do before davening, anything you can do in Cholamoy, he thinks you can do before davening. That's what the Buchacher Rav says. Oh, that's a whole separate shiur. What are you like doing? Cholam Oed, okay. That's a whole separate shiur.
Pesach time.
What? Yeah, Pesach.
Yeah, but many people can take whatever they want
for that. Yeah. It's a whole, but what about making your bed before davening? Can you make your bed before davening? So, for whatever reason, there's a whole literature in posting about making beds before davening. So, I guess people had a whole fancy, you know, they weren't like Yeshiva Bacham, just like dumped their blank, they just dump their sheets on. They have the whole. What? Yeah, assuming that they do, man. Follow the Shulchan Aruch, you should make your bed every morning. So what? The Orlet Zion wasn't so. The Orlet Zion says that he thought there's only heter for like yeshivas, like to mechanech the children. But he said, even John, he thinks that you can't make your bed. He said that you should daven before you're making your bed. But Maran Rav Yitzchak Yosef said, like, he has a lot of svaras. Oh, it's not really something. Oh, if you want to be machmer, tavola bracha. But Yitzchak Yosef said that making your bed before davening, he doesn't think it's such a, you're not so tired. It's not so, it doesn't take so much effort to make your bed before davening. Yeah, you can definitely make your bed. You can make your bed even on Shabbos, according to most, meaning, right, normally it's a problem with Ochana, but like, if you're just making your bed to like, keep your room neat instead of it being a jungle. And
you make your bed like, 30 minutes before Shabbos
then? Depends on how you're doing it. If you're doing it because like the mess bothers you, that's fine. If you're doing it because you want to get your sleep much of Shabbos, then you shouldn't do it. Yeah.
It's about learning before, like...
Learning before Shachris, yeah. So Rashi in Brachos and Daf prohibits learning before Shachris. But all the other Rishonim argue, there's a bunch of different head terms for learning before Shachris. So if you're doing the base Medrash, or if you're doing Shul, so like you're going to remember to daven, right? The chashash is, right, when you're in Rashi's level, and like you're going to be so, you're going to forget to daven. And Maisa, like Rav Avadia Yosef, like they quote his biography. One time, Rav Avadia, he was learning Friday afternoon, and like the Shabbos meal was about to start, and like his family was like, well, where's Rav Avadia? And like they found him that he was still learning from like 12 o'clock or whatever, like 6 hours later, he hadn't put that in the safer. So they're like, they told him, like, you know, the Shabbos has started, like, and okay, so he had to dive in Miami, he had to dive in Tashtum for the Mincha, he missed, and like, he had to, oh. So like, for some people, if they're, when they start learning, then like, you can forget to daven. So that's why Rashi says that's awesome. But the post can say, if you person makes sure to remember to daven, so you could do that by either like sending a reminder, if you learn a base medrash, if you have like a mini kavu or whatever, that you're not going to forget to daven, so it's going to be mutter to learn before davening.
You learn by yourself. Why don't you learn by yourself in your house?
Right? So like, okay, you should like try to get some. You should try to remember. Like, you should try to remember to. You should try to accept some sort of reminder to. Yeah. Try to make some sort of reminder to remind yourself to.
Well, what about 3 hour fastidus before 10 o'clock Shabbos Shachris?
Yeah, we discussed that. We discussed the 3 p.m. A few weeks ago, we discussed the 3 p.m. Shachris minion at 7:70. In the
Chanukah.
Yeah,
that's right.
The 10 a.m.
Yeah,
and
even if you're dabbing this month, at least, but still having like 3 hours seder before that.
See, like, not learning like, oh, like 10 minutes that. Before shachar, they're learning 3 hours. Like, it's like a full limud. So is there more of a chashash there?
You have a full limud.
Yeah,
no. So that, you definitely shouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? Darsan shouldn't schedule his learning that like it conflict. Meaning.
No, and there's a chesisha yeshiva in Bar Park.
Yeah.
But they have a seder from shachar is like 9:30 or something. You know,
yeah.
And they have a seder for like an hour and a half before, and like kavua seder of chazar from yesterday or something like that.
Okay, look, I'm not. Rav Harfenis says that he has a bunch of tshuvas about Seem davening time, so he says he goes to all the makaros and like he says chas v'shalom to criticize those who daven later. They have great people to rely upon, so I don't know, I'm not getting involved then. No. The Hasidim when they daven. Okay, any last questions? Okay, so we should all daven if we have kavana. We should try to check our phones. So I put this, even if Samuel was making about checking phones before Shachris, didn't necessarily think it was wasn't recommending it. So you know, like yeah, a person's chius shouldn't come from the messages that they get in the morning. It should come from the person which should get a person up in the morning. It's going the excitement to go Shachris.
Like checking the weather, probably.
Yeah, okay, so if you need it, if you need to know, if you get your...
Night before, Mason.
What?
Depends if you need to know a training or not when you go outside.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I mean, look, you can walk outside, but... Yeah, but if you don't want to do that, then...
Sometimes I have the problem, I walk outside, and, like, I feel like this weird, like...
I'm very less...
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on, and I check my phone, so you're like, oh, it's raining.